New Year, Old Advice, 6 Time-Tested Principles for Healthier Eating. At the beginning of each year, you're bound to see an abundance of cleanses and resets that amount to thinly disguised crash diets. Sure, you might see some benefit in the short term, but soon, the hangry fatigue will set in. If you're like most people, you'll likely ditch that resolution within a month or two. You're not alone, though. According to a Forbes Health/One poll survey from October 2023, the average resolution lasts less than 4 months. Still, there's no doubt that most Americans can benefit from a healthier lifestyle, especially more movement and a better approach to food. Ultra-processed foods comprise about 60% of the American diet, profoundly affecting the nation's health. Millions of Americans suffer from chronic diseases such as hypertension, diabetes, depression, or heart disease, many of which are avoidable through lifestyle changes and the effective management of risk factors. Instead of hopping on the next diet trend that has you excluding whole food groups or drastically cutting calories, leaving you ripe for relapsing, consider a different approach. Embrace the simpler practices that nourished generations of healthy people before the industrialization of food. One of the most effective ways to make these changes last is to add new practices, such as eating healthy fats or cultured foods, with small, incremental changes that you can sustain long-term. Over time, you'll find that they may crowd out the junk for sustainable, long-term change. Here are some time-tested practices to embrace. Eat healthy fats. Skip the industrial seed and vegetable oils and focus on nutrient-dense traditional fats that have stood the test of time. These include butter and ghee, extra virgin olive oil, lard, tallow, and coconut oil. They taste delicious and contain several micronutrients that support systemic health. Grass-fed butter and ghee are rich in fat-soluble vitamins and conjugated linoleic acid, a healthy fat that promotes metabolic health while lowering the risk of certain cancers. Similarly, coconut and extra virgin olive oil contain various antioxidants and healthy fatty acids that you won't find in heavily refined seed oils. Sip broth. Long-simmered bone broths are rich in protein in the form of gelatin, as the collagen from the bones and tissues breaks down, and they also provide excellent hydration since their water content is so high. Sipping gelatin-rich broth between meals helps sate hunger while hydrating your body and providing much-needed amino acids, especially glycine and proline. Glycine is an important neurotransmitter that helps calm inflammation and support the immune system. It may play a valuable role in combating chronic disease. Similarly, proline also is a potent antioxidant that promotes immune system health. In addition, it supports joint health and even wound healing. Try making bone broth, infused with herbs and garlic for flavor. If you don't have time to make your own, you can purchase bone broth and season it with fresh garlic, chiles, turmeric, ginger, or chopped parsley and sip on it between meals. Eat animals. Meat has helped sustain generations of healthy people. Notably, grass-fed and pasture-raised meat has been found to contain lower levels of saturated fats and higher amounts of antioxidants, particularly vitamin E and beta-carotene, when compared to animals raised in confined conditions on feedlots. It also contains a more favorable ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids. In addition, many farmers who keep their animals on pasture practice regenerative agriculture. This commitment enhances animal welfare and aligns with environmentally responsible farming. Connect with a local grass-fed meat producer through your farmer's market and consider switching your meat purchases to those that are ethically and regeneratively produced. Eat the whole animal. While Americans often shy away from organ meats due to cultural preferences and modern dietary trends, these nutrient-rich foods have a long-standing significance in culinary practices worldwide. Only in recent generations has our food supply been so abundant that we've enjoyed the luxury of wasting it. Organ meats are among the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. They contain concentrated amounts of many vitamins and minerals, especially folate and other B vitamins, as well as iron, selenium, zinc, choline, retinol, and coenzyme Q10. They're so nutrient-dense, and the impact of these micronutrients is so profound, that they top the list of antidepressant foods, according to researchers. You don't need to eat a lot, but spreading a little pate atop sourdough bread or mixing a little liver or beef heart into ground meat for chili can give you a big boost of nutrition. Choose seasonal, local produce. Fruits and vegetables provide fiber, vitamins, and a wide variety of phytonutrients that help fight inflammation. However, much of the conventional produce you'll find at supermarkets was bred for travel and storage, not taste or nutrition, and has traveled long distances to get to your plate. The micronutrients in produce start to decline after harvesting, so eating foods closer to harvest time offers an edge. Consider joining a community-supported agriculture program at a local farm, which will guarantee you a box of freshly picked produce each week during growing season. Alternatively, visit local farmers' markets and farm stands for fresh, seasonal produce. Get cultured. Fermented foods have been a staple of the human diet for millennia and still play an essential role in many culinary traditions. Researchers consider them functional foods, that is, they convey more benefits than nutrition alone. Fermented foods contribute to a healthy gut microbiome, which has a cascading effect on other body systems, including immune system function and metabolic health. Start by incorporating small amounts of yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, or kimchi into your diet regularly. Perhaps it's yogurt in the morning with fresh fruit and a drizzle of honey, or kefir blended into a smoothie. Layer a spoonful of kimchi into a veggie sandwich, or simply serve a naturally fermented pickle alongside lunch. The world of fermented foods is vast, and you'll surely find something you enjoy. Recipe: shiitake ginger sipping broth. Recipe: pot roast with winter vegetables. Recipe: chicken liver pate. Recipe: sauerkraut with caraway seeds.